The trucked in water has made a bad situation more bearable for the people in Spicewood Beach.
Now it's got back to normal.
Diane Castillo has lived in Spicewood Beach on and off for about 10 years.
It's getting better. Can't say it's going to fix everything, but it's getting better.
So these bigger trucks bringing in more water should make things even better. Not exactly. The truck is huge, an 18-wheeler that carries 6,000 gallons of water. And some residents worry about how their town's roads will hold up under all that pressure. Lower Colorado River Authority water manager Ryan Rowney says it took some time for his crew to learn how to drive it.
So the streets around Spicewood Beach are pretty tight. They're pretty narrow. I want to make sure that my staff is fully aware and fully versed on how the truck operates, this turning radiuses. Just want to make sure that they feel comfortable operating this larger truck because it's much bigger than what we have been driving around.
Why go to all that trouble? The truck should make it more affordable for the LCRA to bring water to Spicewood Beach. They have been paying outside haulers $200 a load. Now they'll pay about $8 for the same amount of water in their own truck. In the meantime, the LCRA is looking at drilling a new, deeper well for the community, but it could take them months. Martin Peterson lives in Spicewood Beach.
Hopefully they get the other well drilled down below and get a little deeper. Hopefully we have some water down there. Who knows? Until we drill it, you don't know.
Before any drilling can begin, the LCRA has to study the site and then get plans for a deeper well approved by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. That could take months. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.